Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Glad you're here. Me, not so much. I've been sleeping like shit. I always look like a meth addict on here. I do. My face is breaking out. I have bags under my eyes all the time. I look like I'm coming off a bender. At any moment, you could catch me at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I look like that's probably a good... It'd probably be a perfect time to be coming off a bender. Horrible, horrible comparison. You could catch me at 5 p.m. going to get groceries after work. I look like I just got off a bender. All the fucking time. And I think part of that was because I have a retainer because I'm a loser, right? I had braces as a child. And I lost that retainer and had to get a new one. And it's been a minute. So my teeth have been shifting. I haven't been sleeping very good. I know. You're making excuses. Yeah, right. I caught you behind a Walgreens shooting heroin with three homeless guys. One's Frank. That guy off of, what's that show? Shameless. Yeah. I'm the real fucking Frank Gallagher over here. Frank, Henry, and John shooting up heroin. All of a sudden having gay sex in the back of a Kia Sportage. That's what we got up to on a Tuesday afternoon. And that's how I look. And you know what? To be honest, that's how I feel a lot inside. That's how I feel. Ugh. For those of you wondering... February 11th in Calgary, Alberta, I will be in a roast battle, you can get tickets. I'll put the link down in the description down below, but it'll be a Brett Forte's roast battle if you're interested. How it works, you ask? Oh, I didn't think you would ask me such a fucking question. Well, you see, there is an atrium in the middle of a hotel, right? And in that atrium, you can rent a hotel room that has a balcony that overlooks the atrium area. I don't know if there's a stage or how it's going to work, but we will be doing a live recording of the Uncle Hag podcast post-roast, baby. I'm also in the roast battle. So there will be a live recording of the Uncle Hag podcast with some funny guys. We'll be shooting the shit, talking about dick sizes. Recognize the dick size, as the great Notorious B.I.G. once said. And you can come and check that out. Should be a good old grand old time. Everybody hanging out, having a wonderful time. Couple of giggles, couple of laughs. You get out of the house, you get drunk. Hell, you'll have your own hotel room. So you can, if the jokes ain't doing it for you, you can peel the old lady in and give her a finger bang. When's the last time you gave her a good old-fashioned finger bang inside a hotel room? Probably been a minute. So if we're sucking, you can just say piss on these guys and get to the fucking. Get right to the fucking. That'd be sick. I'm up there ripping jokes, doing a roast battle, and I look up and the boys are, one of the fellas is finger banging the old lady. Ho, ho, ho. Baby, baby. They would be, I would stop what I was doing. Mid-joke, doesn't matter. Doing a finger bang, I'm going to give you props. Tip of the cap to you, if you will. A little, hey, how are ya? As they say in the business. That'd be phenomenal. Look up and, just bring back, remember, I don't know if any of you are too young to remember, but there was a fellow by the name of Andrew Dice Clay. He was just a fucking badass. The guy was a badass. He would just go out and, I don't know, just be a complete maniac on stage. And people loved it. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful sight to see. And titties getting whipped out at him. He's just a maniac. But then that lifestyle, I see where it all went wrong. And I was doing it on a small scale, say. See, I was going to shitty bars out in Alberta Beach where 15 people showed up, and we sat there awkwardly looking at one another, and nothing really happened. Didn't know what was going on. Now we got the comedy. Thank God for that. Thank God those days are behind me. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't go back. In my current state of mind, if you told me I had to pack my bags without going with any jokes or nothing, and I had to go do a bar tour again, I would politely swallow a 12-gauge shotgun and use my, and I would balance on that fucking thing with my toe and run it like a fucking pogo stick until I painted the ceiling with brain matter. I couldn't imagine going back to that shit. Don't get me wrong, a lot of fun. Was a lot of fun, but I don't think I could do that shit again. Holy fuck. Yeah, just Hollywood after Hollywood, and it was never good coke. It's not like it wasn't cocaine you brag about. It's usually, like, it was cocaine that your buddy, remember that kid in high school? They worked at the local Walmart, and he would steal shit out of the back and sell it to everybody. He was like the guy you gave a list. Everybody had a guy you gave a list to, and he would get all that shit and sell it. It'd be like $4,000 worth of shit. And he'd sell it to you for like $80. And then he graduated to the drug dealing game. And you're like, hey, oh, fuck, I'll get a bag off you. It was his coke that stepped down. You might as well just snorted baby powder. It was that shit. I want to go back to those days. Not a fucking chance. My God. I'd rather snort hot sauce. I'd rather chalk up a fat line of jalapenos. And don't give me that shit. I know about six of you right now just went, it's jalapeno. No, I like jalapeno. It has a little more sexy to it. It has a little more suave. It feels right. Jalapeno. It's fucking jalapeno. Jalapeno. That's what I meant to say. Jalapeno. Ricky, it's not. Fuck. Speaking of that, how many unoriginal fucks are on the internet right now? Way too many. How many people can't come up with a goddamn character and just make some jokes with it? No, it's a bunch of fucking deadbeats running around that take the character that was created by someone else and just try and run with it. You know what I mean? I'm seeing one kid, he's doing the fucking Bubbles impressions. I'm seeing another guy, he's doing the same shit, or talking like the guy off of Letterkenny. And then you have people dressing up like fictional characters for clout on the internet. You are embarrassing. You are embarrassing. Not for the antics that you're doing on the internet, just to get a little bit of fucking, a little bit of notoriety, a little bit of fame, a little bit of something to feel good about yourself. You know what I mean? But you're embarrassing for the fact that you can't put 15 fucking minutes into coming up with some sort of character for a little bit of comedy in the world. A little bit of comedy. Nope, you gotta go and completely botch what somebody else created. You're seeing it more and more and more. You know, a comedian will go out, write a joke, perfect that joke, and some jerk off sitting on Twitch will then repeat that joke and butcher it because of the delivery is horrible, the setting is off, everything about it sucks. And then some poor fuck that put time and effort into perfecting that joke. It's like, you know, when you say a joke to a smaller crowd, and then there's always that one asshole that will take that joke and just say it louder so he can get the bigger laugh. And it's like, you're that fucking loser. Except nobody's giving you the bigger laugh. They're just being like, oh, ha, ha. Oh, wow, you do a character's voice. Congratulations. What other talents don't you have? What other shit are you up to that no one cares about? Hope you heard that. Blew some ass. That's what I think about the whole topic. It's going to fucking be ripe in here now. Great. What a stupid decision. Fucking dummies. Where was I going about the kid in the back? Oh, yeah, doing all that shit again. No. fuck, there were some awkward times where, you go, like, some, the people I was with were just brain dead, you know? Like, get a handle on the industry here. What are we doing? Agreeing for, hey, yeah, no, we'll show up to the bar at 7:30. Who the fuck goes to the bar at 7:30 to see an internet celebrity, if you will? I don't even like using the word celebrity or influencer. I just don't have another term for it. An internet dipshit. There we go. Fucking summed it up right there. Who the fuck goes to the bar at 7:30 to awkwardly sit at a table with me? And we both pretend to give a shit after about 2 minutes after being like, oh, hey, dude, love Danger Cats. Thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving a shit about the brand that I've created. This is great. I'm happy. And then once that's done, where do we go from there? Now we got to awkwardly sit there for 2.5 hours until other people show up. So that way you don't have to, me and you don't have to awkwardly look at one another. Yeah, it's great. It's a hell of a time. That's what a majority of the time, that's what it was. And then it would be 11 o'clock, rolls around. I am so fucking drunk and like annoyingly drunk. Like not a fun drunk, annoyingly drunk. And I know when I get to that point because I get this fucking, all right. If I'm doing that shit, I'm annoyingly drunk. And I know I'm annoyingly drunk. Not in that time, but the next day, I know I was there. I know where the fucking, I went through the ceiling. Instead of enjoying the evening, nope, old Hackaroony went and fucking got himself completely twisted into a knot, made himself look like a complete jerk off to a group of people. Can't just fucking have a couple drinks. No. I think that's hilarious that that's an ongoing joke on the Instagram pages and shit like that. A couple drinks did some things. I think that's such a fucking hilarious thing that is catching a little steam with everybody. I like that. I really enjoy where how you say this. This is like once we get some fucking money, I'm getting a producer for this goddamn show. Somebody that could sit here with a computer and just be, I can run things by, you know? But I'm really liking the vibe of the brand right now. It's like the brand right now is the cool older guy that just gets it. You know what I mean? Everybody, like when I say that, you know, it's like an uncle, you got a grandpa, that stature, you know, that you look up to for a little bit of ice, but he still fucking lets loose and has a good time. Like, you're never mad at the fact that this guy's hanging out. You know what I mean? You're never pissed off that he's kicking it with you. Nobody goes, oh, fuck, I can't believe Tom's showing up. Oh, I can't believe Hack's here. That I could imagine that gets said. Oh, God, Hack's here. Fuck. I gotta take this thing out. I can feel my tongue rubbing on the plastic and it's just hurting. Look at that. That's fucking awful. Jesus. But there's always the old boy. You know what I mean? There's the old boy that you look at and you're like, fuck, he's deadly. You just want to talk to him. That's where the brand is kind of turning into. It's like the old dogs that still like to howl at the moon. But every now and then, they don't need to bark at the moon every night. Those days are over. You kind of get it. And it's funny because, like, once you get to an age, we're going to go back into the dude talk. How to know if you're dating a dude. And dude behavior. Because, like, I'm coming to that age now, you know, like, where your friend group really, really understands one another. You know, like, the boys are all in different places in life, but they get it. Everybody just gets it. They understand one another. And that's where I'm at with me and my friends back home. Like, we still call one another. We're just in way different places in life. Like, right now, I don't know where the fuck I am. All I know is I'm chasing a dream in comedy, and all those fellas down there are supportive of it, right? You call up your boys back home. They are stoked to hear that you're doing something with your life. They're like, holy fuck, you're not married? You don't have kids? They're like, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. Keep doing what you're doing. Trust me. Keep Oh, time for a little ad read. That's right. You go to DangerCatShop.com. Use the code HACK20. You can get some sick threads. That's right. Nothing says this guy likes to fucking pound beers like the Canadian piss tank tea, right? Huh? I know you're a Canadian. I know you're a piss tank. I see the analytics. It's mostly Canadians listening to this shit. If you're not just a piss tank, we got the new Killing Beers tea on there. That's right. It's a fucking Iron Maiden rendition of the album Killers. Also, we did a Metallica one. And it's Ride the Lightning, but it says Ride the Liquor. How fucking clever is that? That's how smart I am. So it's the Killing Beers series now up. Also, guess what, boys and girls? Not only do you get the Uncle Hack episode that you're listening to right now, 48 hours earlier than everybody else, you get an extra one when you sign up for the Patreon. Oh, a little more incentive. Oh, that's it? That's all I get? No. See, since the strip club is shut down, we decided that we're going to bring the strip club to you. So we will be promoting some of our favorite dancers and girls that want to promote their OnlyFans. And guess what? It's all uncensored. That's right. A couple pairs of tatas. So not only on Tuesdays will you get an early episode of this episode that you're listening to now, but then you'll get about fucking probably about 9 to 10 pairs of tatas to really kick off the day. Every Tuesday, Titty Tuesday is now live and well on the Patreon, and you can become a member today by going to patreon.com/dangercat69. You get titties in a podcast. Tell me a better combination. I dare you. You can't. Back to the podcast. Doing what you're doing. I've heard that three times from three different guys. Three times from four different guys. You understand? One of them stories. I climbed up a mountain backwards faster than you can. Forwards, say. But yeah, I've heard it now a few times from these gentlemen that, yeah, you know what? Keep going the route you're going. Everything's going to be fine. But then, you know, you get talking about them. We talk about different shit. We're dudes now. We still talk about, you know, typical dude shit, but then we open up a little bit more and it's weird. I'm not gonna sit here and act like it isn't. Wow, what's going on here? I'm not going to sit here and act. Because, you know, you've watched these gentlemen do some of the craziest shit. The craziest shit. And now you got to watch them be a father. To me, it just blows my mind. Like, one minute we're sitting here talking about pussy. And then the next thing, like, hold on. Hold that thought. I gotta make sure the kid's bath's running. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, one of the boys is going through a divorce already, and you can tell it's beating him up a little bit, but I love the guy. It's beating him up a little bit. He's getting through it. He's a tough guy. He's not going to do something silly because he's got a great group of friends that are there to back him up on any decision that he makes moving into the future. And, you know, the fellas will be there helping babysit, doing whatever. But you can tell, like, you know, the old fella, he just wants to, he's a little pent up. He wants to get fucking out there. Not pussy-wise, none of that. He just wants to, you know, live life a little bit. He's been having a good go. But me and him were talking. The reason I'm talking about this is me and him were talking, and we were coming up with, like, you know, like, I was going over, and I'm like, dude, I think it's so funny that, I was like, I have this theory that there's boys, men, and dudes. And dudes are the perfect blend of a boy and a man. You know, like, they're that perfect mixture. They're kind of stuck in between. They haven't quite got to the point where they're wearing Dockers and they're talking about stocks. And, you know, they don't take golf seriously. That's a great way of putting it. They don't take golf seriously. They still go to the course to get smashed. That's a dude. They don't take any sort of sport serious. You've used Shampoo is body wash. That's another one right there. Another dude move is like if you're married, the couple drinks. You've said you're going for a couple of drinks, and it never went that way. It never does. You just say that because, like, a couple is like, it's a baker's dozen. You know, like, fuck, I don't know. If I might go for a baker's dozen, a couple, I'm going for a few. That's another loose term. Dudes use loose terms. It's a known fact. Here, I'll prove it to you right now. If you're a dude, you know this. You do this trick all the time. You do it all the time. You tell the old lady these simple, simple words. Yeah, babe, I'll be back in like in a few hours, a couple hours. You never, and I repeat, you never say a time. You're smarter than that. You've been through them days. You went through the trenches. You were in Vietnam. You know better than that than to ever give a specific time. Yeah, babe, I'll be home at 5:30. You're not that dumb. You made that mistake in your youth. And that's what young men need to learn these days. You got to go through those waves. You got to have some waves crashing into you. And that's one of them. Every guy has learned this lesson that you never say a specific time to the old lady, because she will be calling you 5 minutes before that specific time, maybe even 15, with a fucking grocery list or one of these. Can you pick up? Can you get me? Can you stop and... can you do this for... And you know for a fact that you all of a sudden now have a ton of shit that you didn't want to do in the first place, all because you set a specific time that you would be home. You know that. And if you do give a specific time, then you're held accountable. Where if you just give a very loose, I don't know, maybe like, a few hours. Nobody knows what a few hours is. Can anybody come up to me and tell me what a few hours is? No, you can't, because you don't even fucking know. Nobody knows what a few hours is. That's why dudes say that shit. We say a few hours because it's such a loose term. It's such a loose term. And you know what? We're okay with the phone blowing up. We're okay with the phone blowing up. I just don't want to say a specific time for two reasons. A, I know I'm going to get caught with some bullshit that I don't want to do. You know, can you pick up? Can you stop at my mother's house and pick up a few chairs? Can you stop by my mother's house and pick up a fucking cup of sugar? Can you stop by the grocery store and get some shredded cheese? You know that shit's coming. And second reason, what was the second reason? Jesus Christ, I was going off there for a minute. And the second reason being that if a good time gets rolling and you're having a solid night, all right, solid time, whatever, it might not be night, you're just having a good time. You know, if you say 5:30, I'll be home, then you are going to be held to that time. You can't call up again and be like, oh, yeah, I'm having fun. Oh, you're having fun without me? Yeah, that's about the only time I do have fun. Oh, so I think I'm going to probably be home in about another hour, 2 hours. Hell, I might not even ever come home again. Oh, so you're not going to be home at 5:30? That is correct. And to her, this is just like, if you break the time commitment, oh boy, I think I would rather admit to shoving my cock down her sister's throat than ever committing to a time and then trying to get out of that time. I think that would be an easier conversation to have than sit there and be like, listen, I did something horrible. I had a few too many drinks at, you know, that camping trip that we always go on every year. And then that one night you got a little too fucking drunk while I decided to stay up and your sister was there. You remember that time? And we stayed up by the fire and everybody was kind of passing out. And I was like, fuck, I'm having way too good of a time. I haven't rode a buzz this hard since fucking 1999. And here I am. All I want to do is sit around the fire, crush some fucking whiskeys, and have myself a grand old time. That's all I want to do. And things are just flowing so right. You know, I'm mixing up some heaters. Like, they're just going down smooth. You remember that night when I was telling you that? I'm having a good time. Tunes are rolling. I'm listening to fucking Skid Row greatest hits. Hammered drunk, burning logs, pallets, tree branches. Fuck, I even thought about lighting up a goddamn, I don't know, I'm pretty much summed up any normal human would burn. But yeah, I was on one, you know. And well, that night, I just so happened to brush your sister's teeth with my cock. and she goes, pardon? Yeah. Why are you telling me this now? Well, I'm late. Yeah, and I'm more mad about the fact that you're here at 5:45 when you said you were going to be home at 5:30. We'll discuss the fact that you oral bead my sister Christine's teeth. Okay, we're going to discuss that. But first off, when you say you're going to be home at 5:30, I expect you home at 5:25. That means rolling into the driveway at 5:25. So that way you can sit on your phone for 5 minutes or just sit there in some silence and peace before you walk in and have to hear about my day. Okay? So that's that. You know for a fact. Every guy that's listening to this is agreeing with me. I know for a fact. Do you ever tell the time? Of course you don't. You're smarter than that. You learned that lesson when you were younger, like we were just talking about earlier. You don't do that. You're a fucking man. You're a dude. You know better than that to ever tell the wife that you're coming home at a specific time. You're not a moron. That was when you were younger. You're a little retarded when you were younger, but you had to learn those lessons. And the old man always said, listen, buddy, there's some lessons that I'm never going to be able to teach you. I can tell you all these times. I can give you all the pre-warnings that you fucking need. You know, how many times do I got to post that this run right here? She's a fucking double black diamond. Okay. If you're not prepared to go down that double black diamond, I suggest you stay the fuck off the slopes. But you being a naive little fuck, you still went down it anyways, and you crashed and tumbled. You lost that battle. But then you learned little tricks down, because you ate shit, you learned some tricks. Like those, like the one I just told you, not giving a specific time. You're smarter than that now. You're a little wiser. When you're younger and you look down upon these years, like I think about that all the time, and I'm like, I fucked up all the time by saying I'll be over at 7, even though I know the game's starting at 7, and it was a complete fucking lie. I should have just did what every good man would do and say I'll be home in a few hours. But here I am sitting here today hoping to mold the youth and make the fucking guys that are my age laugh and giggle about the shit that we know is true. Like this, for instance. We know for a fact the couple drinks thing. It's a complete fucking lie. You never go for two drinks. Who the fuck goes for two drinks? What kind of sick son of a bitch would go and sit down in a pub only to have two goddamn drinks? Are you out of your mind? What kind of sociopath would do that? You'd have to be fucking, your skull would have to be just have the most lowest frequency of brainwaves known to man to walk into a pub with delicious beverages, ice cold. Oh, could you imagine how great that would be just walking in the pub right now just to hear, even the most annoying things about your favorite pub, you miss that annoying fat waitress whose belly's always hanging out of the top of her yoga pants and talks with that annoyingly scratchy voice, right? And she always has that one stupid little saying. It's always something, or it's just like it's a slang word to call you, hey, hon, or does something. There's something that just irks the fuck out of you, and it drives you mental every time she does it. but you still keep going back. Well, because it's a small, if you're in a small town, you don't got many options, but you love that fucking bar. You just want to be back in it, sipping a goddamn ice cold Budweiser and just to feel the suds going down the fucking gullet. You know, you're watching the game on the TV. She's being annoying over there. And you just would be so fucking happy with everything that you hate about that fucking pub. You would be so happy to hear those noises. And that's where I'm at. Like I said, I don't know if it was on the last episode or the Patreon episode, which gentleman, Titty Tuesday, now on there, might want to hop on that. Little Titty Tuesday. We're back. But yeah, you just to sit there and hear that annoying, scratchy voice being like, would you love another one? Would you like one more? Maybe it's her laugh. She probably does have an annoying laugh. Most of them do. Most. Let's be real here. Let's be real here, gents, right? If a woman is around and in the vicinity while the boys are trying to have a little good time, usually she's annoying. Can't catch a hint, you know? So, oh, it would be beautiful just to go into that little shithole and have yourself a few fucking drinks. A few goddamn drinks. Oh, am I going to be the drunkest man? Like, I got asked the other day, they go, hey, Hack, what are you going to do when the world opens up and you can have a little fun again? I said, you know what? I'm getting so disgustingly drunk that everybody's going to hate me. I'm going to be so drunk that people are going to be coming up to me and being like, holy man, I just want that feeling. I want the feeling of guilt, shame. I want to feel like I did everything wrong. I want the booze blues to hit me so fucking hard that it would feel like a train just ripped right through me. Ripped right through me. Split me in fucking half. That's how horrible I want to feel. And then I got to try and recollect that whole night. And I'm sitting there and being like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, remember those good old times that we used to have when you woke up Sunday morning, looked at your bank statement, and all you thought was, thank God I don't have $50 to go down to Canadian Tire to get a rope and a bus ticket out of this place because I would fucking hang myself. That's how broke I am. I can't afford to even go get a Gatorade from the corner store. I flatlined last night and somehow spent money I didn't even know I had. That's how fucking drunk I want to be. To where people like, yeah, call me up and be like, Jesus, man, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, perfectly fine. Why? You should see your Instagram story and then that feeling, you know, where it just feels like cold water rushes down your back and you're like, oh no, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I want that feeling. I want to feel like I did something horrible. I want to feel like I should be going to prison. That's how guilty I want to feel when I wake up in the morning. That's how drunk I want to be. Everybody in the room fucking hates me. And I think when this bitch cracks open, we're going to have two things are either it's going to go two ways. That's what I'm trying to say here. Articulate your thoughts, you fucking brain dead cunt. I think that either A, it's going to be like when you go out on a full moon, she's going to be wild. I would suggest waiting a week, letting it cool off, let the fucking lizard people get out there and get what they need to get out of their system and then go sift through the remains. Because it might be fist fights, unprotected sex, which I'm going to be getting involved in. But if you're a little timid person, I suggest staying home because I feel like that might be the route it's going to go. There's going to be chaos. So that, or people are going to be so fucking happy to get out of their goddamn house and to release all that pent up anger and frustration that they had and that they can finally go and have a good time, that it's going to be the best time ever or the worst time ever. Because like I just said, all that anger, resentment, and that pissed off mentality that you've had for a year, is just engraved in your soul. And now that you had a few drinks, you can finally let those demons out and you just go beat the hell out of one another. And it'll feel good. Either or, it's going to feel great. No matter what street we go down, it's going to be a great time. Good for entertainment, good for business. You know what I mean? It'll get the news crews working. It'll get the bars working overtime. You'll have to fucking hire more security because people are going to, like I said, be pent up. It's going to be Wrestle Goddamn Mania 69 in the streets. I'm excited. You're excited. We're ready for it. Are we not, people? Are we not? Are we not ready to watch some chaos unfold? Of course we are. That's what we do. That's why we're human. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to add to it. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to put the Edmonton police in overtime, all right? Me and the boys are going to go out. First off, I might even put a bottle of whiskey in me before I even go out, so that way I don't know what happens. I got to look at Uber receipts to see where I went. You know, there's going to be CCTV footage all just plastered across the news being like, have you seen this man? He suplexed a homeless man through a dumpster. And then continued to think that he Shane O'Mac'd the front of a fucking yellow cab off the balcony. Well, I don't think I'm getting up on a balcony. Let's just say some weird shit's gonna go down. Some weird shit's gonna go down. I wish I could give you a little taste of the future, but I can't. That's probably why they're holding the gate back. You know when you fucking see a racehorse and it's sitting in that pen and it knows that, oh man, anytime I'm going to go hit that track and I'm going to lay it the fuck on the line. You remember that movie with Jet Li? I can't remember what it, I think it was called Chained or something like that, Unchained. And every time they took the chains off him, he just beat the hell out of everybody. That's going to be me with the liquor when they open this bitch back up. I'm all stuffed up. Oh, yeah, you're not a cokehead anymore, you say, hey? That's what they're telling yourselves, hey? Ah, fuck. Oh, man. I was laughing about... I put a TikTok up about low-income housing in Canada, and it was say you're from low-income housing without saying you're from low-income housing. And then I said, ooh, all I did was like, I thought it was funny. And I just said, oh, yeah, you know, fucking SDK, bro, what's that? No, you can't bum a smoke, you fucking goof. And then, like, I got roasted a little bit. Don't make fun of Stomp Down Killers. I'm not making fun of Stomp Down Killers. You know, I do like Mercury's music. I'm just saying, you know how they're like, not all Trump supporters are racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter? Well, every broke son of a bitch, just seen, like, not every Stomp Down Killer fan is a broke son of a bitch from low-income housing, but every broke son of a bitch from low-income housing just seems to be a Stomp Down Killer fan. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You never looked at a guy wearing the toque with the ski mask with the Canadian leaf on it, and you said, you know what? I bet you that kid's really going places. You know? It would be like, if we're calling kettles black here, black? Oh, what are you, racist now too? Yes. I got to remember that. We'll talk about it here in a minute. But, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, like, it would be like, how good to compare. Well, like Danger Cats, you know, you see guys with mullets and camo on and you'd be like, I bet you he fucks with the cats. Yes, that's assumptions gone right. You know, you never, and you looked at them and you're like, I bet you he works the rigs. I bet you he's a mechanic, or you fucking say something stupid like that. To follow it up. And yes, you're more than likely right when you say some shit like that. You are more than likely right. I'm just saying that this audience could... There's a comparison there. Sorry, I had a fucking brain fart. Oh, I'm just saying there's a bit of a comparison. That's all. Nothing wrong there. No shade. It's a joke. We can all take a joke here. I just thought it was funny because it's like, yeah. And then it made me laugh, like thinking about all the fucking, all the terminology. Be like, oh, yeah, if you say goof, you call somebody a goof in my town. Like the comments of what make me laugh. They're like, yeah, I dare you to come to Winnipeg and fucking say goof, man. First off, how retarded do I look that I'm just going to up my ass out of this chair, head on over to Winnipeg. Like I ain't got better places to be. Yeah, I'm going to go from a shittier place to an even shittier place. Ooh, what a genius idea. Just to come say a word to test the waters. Yeah, I get it. Some of you brain dead fucks out there take words a little serious. You know, it's to me, most of that shit's funny. You fucking call me a fucking goofball, you fucking squid. Y'all know that guy. Y'all know that kid. He's 24 years old, still wears his hat cockeyed to the side, you know? Still wears a hat like this. Still wears a hat like this. And if you were to take him to karaoke night, he's more than likely going to try and rap Lose Yourself at the shitty fucking hotel bar that does karaoke in your hometown. Spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti. And it's just god awful. His shirts are too tight and his pants are too big. You know this guy. He was the guy exactly. He was the guy we were talking about earlier that was stealing shit out of the back of Walmart, selling it at like fucking a tenth of the price it's actually worth. If this is my day, a PS2 or a PSP. I remember there were some kids, I'm not going to name names, but I remember there's some kids that were stealing PSPs and selling them way under market value price. You know what I mean? And ain't nothing wrong with that. But the funniest part was their work was just a little too sloppy. They were never smart. You know what I mean? These guys were never smart. They got busted. They were selling stolen goods to teachers, not bright kids. I don't know what they're up to nowadays, I would imagine that they're not building rockets. I would imagine that they're not on the pandemic team trying fucking, you know, flatten the curve. I'm going to go out on a limb and make that assumption. Hell, I would, if anybody wants to put any bets on it, I'll take some action and I'll take the over that they aren't accomplishing much right now at this very time when we're doing this podcast. But God forbid, don't say goof around him. Don't call him a goof, for fuck's sakes. Jesus Christ. I just think it's funny. You know, if somebody called me a goof, I'd laugh. I'd think it wouldn't bother me. It's a word. I don't take words seriously. You know, it's the same people that'll go out and be like, fuck, man, you're a fucking snowflake, man. You're a fucking squid, man. You're a fucking squid snowflake snitch goof. That's what you are. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? What kind of low-income housing am I dealing with here? Jesus Christ. You know, the old no-name brand over here. Let me guess. Your macaroni comes in a yellow box, right? Oh, fuck you, man. And let me guess. You smoke cigarettes out of a fucking bag, huh? You buy liquor that's on sale. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? There's probably a work truck right now listening to this podcast, and everybody's sitting in that fucking work truck, and the one guy that isn't quite a fan of the show but knows of us, and everybody in that truck right now is thinking to themselves, it's that fucking guy. That, or you've looked at the guy in the truck as I'm explaining this person and thought, and like, he's like, what? No, I don't fucking do that, man. That ain't me, man. Fuck you, bud. Fuck you, bud. I ain't a fucking squid snitch goof. I don't fucking snitch goof on my squid bros, man. Dude, I'm a solid squid on Squid Row. Fuck you, man. I don't fucking smoke cigs out of fucking bags, man. I fucking smoke Pall Malls. Because my mom used to smoke them. and we were in low-income housing. And you're like, ah, gotcha. Oh, so now because all of a sudden you feel like you made it out of the hood, you made it out of the projects, eh? You're not eating the no-name shit. You're just eating the on-sale shit. And now instead of stealing smokes out of your mom's bag of cigarettes, you now can finally afford your own. And look at you go. You got a job in the oil patch or some sort of blue-collar job that's paying you to be a laborer, okay? Because you're too dumb to possess any skills, while the other guys that are sitting in the truck looking at you, they're like, yeah, we hired him to carry our shit. Yeah, we get a little worried because, A, he knows the fucking combination to the lock on the toolbox. So we know one morning all of our power drills and tools could possibly go missing because this jackass is a little short on fucking child support that month. Huh? Yeah. And now, now we're getting somewhere. Hey, now you're really looking at him. Now we've really struck a nerve. Now you're seeing where I'm coming from. You fucking snitch goof squid row. Huh? You're like, hey, man, he's probably said some shit, too. Be like, fuck, man. I'm thinking, like, me and my buds, you should come over to my garage sometime. Me and my buds get together and we rap. They always seem to think, these fucking guys always seem to think that they're going to make a rap career in Canada. Why is that? There's four rappers that went anywhere in the fucking rap game from this country, and you think that you can make some fucking hot lyrics about North Battleford, Saskatchewan? Coming at you live from Crime Town? Come on, guys. Respect to Crime Town, because there's some funny content that comes out of that place, but come on. You got to be a little better than that to think that you're going to fucking spark a rap career from that goddamn place. What's next? Is the next Eminem sitting in St. Albert, fucking Alberta? Huh? Are we going to go out to fucking Prince Albert, Saskatchewan and find ourselves the next goddamn weekend? Huh? Is Drake sitting in Rosetown, Saskatchewan, selling stepped on cocaine to all the fucking local farmers? I don't think so. I don't think so. So just get your ass out of the truck and start carrying fucking boards up the stairs so that way the journeyman can finish the fucking job and we can all go home at a respectful time. Nobody wants to listen to your goddamn EP that you and your buddies made off a goddamn iPhone. Just because you rapped over a beat you recorded on your phone and used a microphone from your headphones that aren't even AirPods. You plugged them in, okay? And it's not even the updated iPhone either, where it's still like it still has a headphone jack. It's not like that dongle thing. That's where you're at. Okay, so we're going to need you to sit the fuck back in the goddamn back seat. If my tools go missing, I'm going to kick your teeth in. How's that for a bit? Did I describe almost every laborer that comes on site? I think so. Hey, man, me and my bros are going to do a rap concert at the local fucking bar. You should come through, man. Like fuck. You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather fucking put rap traps. Oh, let's say that 10 times fast. Rat trap. I'd rather put rat traps on my testicles and try and play the fucking cymbals with them. Hmm? I would rather wrap a baseball bat full of barbed wire and shove it up my ass. That's what I would rather do than to come to you and your buddy's little rap concert at a 13-person show, and it's 10 of the people in that crowd are your crackhead buddies that come in the garage and you guys freestyle over your kid's karaoke machine. Did I describe that person well enough for you? Are we up to par here? Are we all on the same page? Knock it off. No one gives a shit. Nobody takes the word goof serious other than you and your dipshit buddies that seem to think that you're going to be part of a biker gang because you bought a support t-shirt. You're losers, okay? You're losers. Nobody's taking you serious ever. In fact, you're the guy, like I said, you're the guy I give a list to go steal shit out of the back of Walmart. Hey, buddy, you want to make $100? Why don't you just go and steal me a PlayStation? Why don't you? Get yourself something, too, while you're in there. You idiot. Get a little Hackster a fucking PS5. Get two. You're going to need one. And that's about all it takes to convince that idiot to go in the back of fucking Walmart and snipe a bunch of shit. You know? These fucking idiots. Jesus Christ. Get called a word and all of a sudden their little feelings are hurt. These are the same people, too, that go running around calling everybody a fucking snowflake. And then the moment they get called something, they lose their goddamn mind. Can't believe, man, you're a fucking snowflake, bud. What? You can't fucking take a fucking trip? And then you're like, you're a fucking goof. Well, I ain't a fucking goof, bud. I'm fucking solid straight up, man. I'm straight up solid, bud. Fuck. I'm not a squid, man. I'm not a jellyfish, bro. I'm like a fucking wind turbine, bud. Because I just keep spinning and I'm fucking solid, right? And I fucking, dude, if fucking like I swing a right hook, I just generate a lot of power, man. And I could probably float the fucking city of Calgary full of kilowatts for at least 45 minutes if I swing one right hand. You don't want to see this, buddy. I fucking don't want to go back to the fucking pen. And it's like, you were in a holding cell. You got a DUI. That's why you got to fucking walk your kids to the grocery store. Your baby mama's new boyfriend literally drops the kids off for you and picks them up with her because you're too big of a deadbeat. And you've asked him to pick up smokes for you and he told you to go fuck yourself. And you're like, fuck you, man. You're a fucking goof, bud. You're a fucking goof. And he looks at her and goes, why did you ever let him put his dick in you? And then that starts to question the relationship. Why did you ever let him, and then let alone come inside of you? Like, I feel bad for the kid. That's why I'm here. I feel bad for the kid more than anything, because that's her father over there, shadow boxing in the backyard of a low rental with a cigarette hanging out of his lips and a wife beater that's stained with barbecue chips. Drinking RC Cola. He's mixing RC Cola with Royal Reserve, having himself a nice afternoon in the sun, shadow boxing with his buds. And then, God forbid, they're going to get a few too many in them, and he's going to head down to the basement and write some goddamn fire tracks off of his kid's goddamn karaoke machine. And they're going to have the time of their life, you know? We're going to have the time of our life rapping as we're just pinned off of RC Cola and goddamn Royal Reserve. But he only buys a Mickey at a time, see? Oh, fuck, man. Just didn't have enough for a fucking 2-6, so I just got a fucking Mickey right now. But, like, if you could spot me at 20 and then we'll just halves a bottle. How's that sound? And then if you pitch in your weed and I just pitch in this the papers, then we'll call it even. How's that sound? Fucking right on, man. Next week when I get my fucking check, bud, I'll fucking pay you back. You're solid, bro. Like, you're fucking solid, bro. How's that? That fucking guy. That guy can lick my taint. Oh, yeah, well, fucking, why don't you fucking, I dare you to come to fucking Winnipeg and say that. Yeah, because I'll just fucking up my ass right now, come all the way out to Winnipeg. I can't wait to get out to that shithole. Every time you see that in the comment section, I would laugh. It'd be like some town that you don't want to be in. You wouldn't, like, you would have to be next level retarded to be like, you know where we should vacation? Thunder Bay, Ontario. We should go to Brampton. We should go to Brampton, Ontario. Oh, that sounds great, honey. Let me pack the camper. You idiots. We should go to... Hey, I dare you to come to fucking Surrey and say that. Oh, yeah? What's that? The guy that wears all the fucking on-sale Red Dragons gear from Winners? What's he going to do? Turn his hat straight for a minute and try and fight me square on for fucking once of his life? For once in his life? Holy shit. That guy's cool. He's always wearing winter jackets in summer with basketball shorts on. Weird guy. Osiris D3s with socks halfway up his shin. And they always are just, they always look like they got ran through motor oil, right? Nobody, like, he's never worked an honest day in his life. Nobody knows where the motor oil even came from, but these socks always look like they were ran through motor oil. He's a strange, strange guy. You've never looked at him for advice, but you'd definitely, like, if you got yourself in a scenario, you always ask him what he would do in it, because you know the answer is hilarious and completely far-fetched, and the guy's full of shit on what he would do and how he would handle it. And it's always like, fucking, you know, like, hey, fuck, man, you know, the girlfriend's thinking about leaving me and moving back in with her parents, and, you know, things just aren't right. Oh, yeah? Fuck, man, if she was my old lady, I'd tell her, like, fucking, you know, pound fucking sand, man. Like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking snitch goof cunt bitch. Huh? What am you fucking, you soup sandwich? Why don't you fuck off like a, why don't you make like a piece of bologna and fucking go and shit out my ass? Huh? Yeah, like that's what I'd fucking tell her, bud. And then, I'd load her shit up in the back of my friend's truck, because I don't have a truck because I got a DUI back in 2009 and I just haven't been able to get straight ever since, bud. And fuck, you know. I haven't been able to pay the tickets off, right? I don't even have a fucking license right now, man. So I couldn't fucking, you know, like, my bud always picks me up in the morning to go to work because we work together, right? And, but I would ask him to throw it in the back of his truck, and then we'd drive down the highway and I'd be in the back of the truck, man, just fucking throwing her shit down on the fucking highway, watching it explode and shit. And then I'd tell her, be like, ah, that's what you get for trying to leave me, you fucking bitch, man. You fucking snitch goof cunt. Cunt hole, fucking tell me, man, I ain't solid. I'm fucking super solid. Like, I'm fucking super duper solid. That guy's a fucking idiot. That's my bit on that. I'm gonna leave that at that. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. It's been a lovely hour. It's been a fun hour. I always have a great time doing these now. I feel like I'm riffing better. I don't know. You can tell me, yeah, if I'm stupid, but I feel like I'm having a lot more fun doing these. I feel like they're more entertaining. I'm getting more of a positive rapport back. I think I found my groove finally on, like, what's funny. And nitpicking things and, like, making fun of it. Keep in mind, don't take any of this shit serious. Also, I'm gonna start ending the episodes with, like, a high note and being like, listen, man, if you're going through some shit, you're a small business owner, or you're, you know, you lost your job, things aren't going right in life, reach out, brother, or sister, if you're a girl. And reach out to somebody, get it off your chest, start talking about it, man. Don't let that shit sit inside you. I know I joke about suicide and I joke about everything. Honestly, everything. It's meant to be joked about. And this podcast right here, I'm hoping that it makes people laugh and you disconnect for an hour of, like, whatever reality you're set in, and you're able to just have a giggle. Kick back, relax with your boy, man, have a good fucking time, you know? Like, you don't ever have, like, a fucking bad time, right? You always just look to have, like, a good time, and, like, you don't fucking want to hang around fucking Squid Goose, right, bud? Fuck. Like, you fucking come to my house, you have a good time. I'll fucking get the karaoke machine out, and we'll sing fucking Eminem all night long. How's that sound? That probably sounds like a great time, doesn't it? Probably sounds like a wicked fucking time, not a snitch goof time, not a fag squid time, you know. There, I'm gonna be canceled now. But do reach out to somebody, get chatting, Get that shit off your chest. And keep coming back. And hopefully I'm making you laugh, making you feel good inside. Because we, once this opens up and we can start doing comedy, I'm really excited to get out there. I've been writing lots. I've been kind of kicking it. I have my days too where I'm not feeling so shit hot. I'm up and down all around. There's times where, I feel like I'm spiraling out of control, but then I just kind of, rein it all back in and realize like it could be a lot worse for me. It could be a lot better as well, but I know it could be a lot worse. I reach out to my boys and I ensure that, and make sure that they're doing well as well. So, get out there, talk to somebody. I wish you all well. I wish you the best, and take care, everybody.